we read from Leviticus 19. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised to you. It shall not be eaten. But in the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to the Lord. And in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit, that it may yield to you its increase. I am the Lord your God. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would move today. Lord Jesus, that you would just continue to just cut away from the flesh. Lord Jesus, everything in this next season that doesn't belong, that it would just be cut away, that we would be made clean. That our lives would just be a living sacrifice to you. That we would give you the first fruit as a praise. Lord Jesus, may we be consecrated in this season. Father, we love you. We give you all the glory, all the praise. Have your way in us. Amen. You can have a seat. Last year, as we were walking into prayer and fasting season, I felt strongly around the time of October that he'd really pointed us towards this Psalm 92, where it says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." I felt strongly that he had said that he wanted to teach our house what it meant to be planted. What's it mean to be planted in God's house? To let roots grow down deep. It's something that we don't really understand in our culture. In our culture today, especially in the church has just become something where we just go from one place to the next, and what can we get? What can we receive? What's the latest? What's the nicest? What's the best? Who's got the best service? Who's got the quickest service? Where can I get in and out? Who's got the best kids ministry? It's become a consumeristic world when it comes to the Western church. Because we looked at the world and we said, well, we have to compete like the world competes. We got to try to be the best. We got to be like the Chick-fil-A of the church world. I hear that all the time. Like churches, church leaders, they just want to be like Chick-fil-A. No, Chick-fil-A wants to be like the church, the way that God intended the church to be. So anything good that you've ever seen out of Chick-fil-A, they just look back at Acts 2, the early church, and they said, how can we be like that? How can we walk in the fullness and the fruit of the Spirit? But somewhere along the way, the church began to say, look at these fast food restaurants, how can we be like them? No. Just look at his word and try to be like what he's described and what he's prescribed in his word. His word is a prescription for your life. And so when he says something and he says this will be good for you, he's the doctor. The word is the medicine, and it will heal you and it will change and transform your life. That's what he wants for you this year. So when he says get planted in his house, what is he saying? For those who are sick and weary and worn out, and you just keep going from house to house to house, from church to church to church, and you're like, that church was good for that season, you know? But that was when I was in my 20s. Now I'm in my 30s. I need a church. I need a good kids ministry. And then you get into your 40s and 50s. Well, I need a good, you know, sorry, I need a good church with people more my age, seasoned. Listen, I love you seasoned people, all right? The church needs you, and I love you 20-year-olds. The church needs you, and I love these kids that run around here and act all crazy, and they steal the mints out of the bathroom. I don't care. We'll buy more mints. I love the kids in this house. They have fun. I love every age because that's what the church is supposed to be. It's not, oh, this is where I'll go in my 20s and this is where I go in my 30s. No, you get planted in God's house and you see what he'll do. And guess what? You'll be fresh and flourishing because that's a promise from his word. I want that. Don't you want that when you're seasoned, when you're old, when you're, yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord today. Because when you're seasoned and you're old, don't you want to be fresh and flourishing and still producing fruit and not just sitting back and playing gin rummy all the time? No, no, no. You're going to be productive for the Lord. You're going to be winning souls from the Lord. You're going to be winning souls in his kingdom. You're going to be snatching people from the fire, like it says in Jude, all the way until the day you die. That's your goal. That's your life calling. Go and snatch souls from the devil, from the fire. That's what Jude said to the church. Hate the garments that make us unclean. Consecrate yourselves. Tear off the garments of this world and consecrate yourselves. Be separated from the world because your life should look different. Sometimes we're just kind of looking like, how can we blend in? The church, we just started to look, how can we blend in with the world? How can we just kind of fit in? How can we just be another nice little addition to the world? No, no, no. This should be the place where people come in and they get challenged and they step into transformation with the Holy Spirit. And their life never looks the same again. They're not trying to blend in because they've been called to stand out. They've been called to be fresh and flourishing when every other tree around them is dried out and rotting and producing rotten fruit. Guess what? The rotten trees are going to look to you and they're going to say, there's something different because there's fruit that's coming out of your life that's supernatural and I want that fruit. And guess what? You got the answer for them. You got the Holy Ghost. You got the Holy Spirit. You got the fire within you. He loves you, and he's called you. Go and snatch others from the fire. That's the mission. That's the call of his church. So when I look at Psalm 92, and I look at that promise, for those who are planted in his house, I believe that God has shown us a truth. And when you look at trees now in the Bible, you can now look at trees and understand that it's not just about trees. It's about his people. So when we look at Leviticus 19... get this revelation today. When you come into the land and have planted all kinds of trees for food, then you shall count their fruit as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be uncircumcised to you. That was just unclean, not consecrated, not holy, not set apart for 3 years. And last year, as we were going through this planted series and I read this passage, I knew this was a word for us. Because it hit me, the same year that God had given us this word planted, it was year 3. What are we stepping into as a church? We're stepping into our 4th year as a church. This is going to be the most productive, fruitful year this church has seen. We're young. We're a baby church. We're just stepping into year 4. But what's it say to do in year 4? Give him the first fruits. And so I felt in my spirit that we're going to give him our first and our best. That's what we do in prayer and fasting. We're giving him our first and our best when it comes to our time and our attention right off the bat. We're going to give him our first and our best in a season of prayer and fasting. And so instead of letting our bodies control us and our appetites direct us, in this season, we pray and fast and we consecrate ourselves. And we step into an intimacy, into a quiet place with him. And so we've got some resources for you. Nate described some of those resources. These bookmarks. Grab one of these bookmarks before you leave. It's got our scripture for the 21 days. Every day, you just read one chapter. And all I want you to do is I want you to soap. Write this down. If you've never soaped before, just soap. S-O-A-P. If you're taking notes, write that down. You just start with the scripture, and then the O, you just write down your observations. Get a journal. We got journals out there in the back. We got that on our bookshelf. If you want a journal today, get a journal. Write your observations down. Then the A, application. Just begin to write the application down. What does God want you to do with this? How does this apply to your life? How do you start to live this out in your life? And then P, pray. Just begin to pray it, declare it, speak it over your life. Just begin to soap. Sit with him. Sit with him in silence. Consecrate yourselves in prayer and fasting this season in silence and solitude. If you got kids, I know you're thinking that's impossible. Wake up early. Some of you are like, I got to wake up at 4 a.m. I know. That's my life too. I get it. Wake up at 4 a.m. It'll be worth it. When you give him your first, starting with the very beginning of the day, the rest of your day will be better. It will be more fruitful. It will be more productive. You'll be a better dad. You'll be a better mom. You'll be a better husband. You'll be a better wife. You'll be a better employee. Whatever you do, whatever your role is in life, you'll be better if you give him your very first. And just sit for 2 minutes. This might be crazy for some of you. You might think, no way, I can't do this. 2 minutes in silence. And just listen for him. Just begin to acknowledge his presence. If you need to, just set up a chair. Just set up an empty chair near where you're having your quiet moment. And just in your mind, just begin to see him sitting there with you, because he is. And he loves you, and he wants to speak to you in this season. And he's going to speak. He's already speaking to some of you. He's coming in. Thank you, Jesus. Soap in this season. Get into the word. What can you cut away? What needs to be cut away in this season to become clean? In the fourth year, all its fruit shall be holy, a praise to the Lord. And in the fifth year, you may eat its fruit. There's going to be a temptation as you begin to see the increase coming in this year that you're going to want to eat of it yourself. Give it to him. Give it to him. In whatever area it is, time, talent, treasure, begin to give it to him and just wait. Because that fifth year, it's going to be special. In that fifth year, you'll get to eat of the increase. What are you doing when you do this? You're honoring the Lord. When you give him your first, that's honor. Honor in the Hebrew culture, it meant heavy. Or they had a word picture. The ancient Hebrew language, they were word pictures. Each letter was a picture. And it literally spelled out, open the inside door. It was like a hand and then a house and then a door. It's like just little pictures. That's what it spelled out in the Hebrew, in the ancient language. Open the inside door. Honor will open the inside door. Doors that you thought were too heavy, that you thought were closed, that you thought God's never going to open that, and you just try to do it out of your own will and your own strength. Some of you had that this year. There were doors that you wanted open this year, and they never got open. It was a raise. It was a promotion. It was a relationship, and you're just like, you were discouraged and beat up all day. But I'm telling you, if you will begin to honor the Lord first and foremost, he will open the heavy doors that you haven't been able to open on your own. That's what he's going to do. When you honor him first and foremost, it will open doors in your life that you never thought could be open. Barren wombs will be open this year if you honor him. Praise the Lord. I felt the Holy Spirit on that. Praise the Lord. He'll bring a blessing in this house. If you're planted and you honor him first and foremost, he'll open doors that you thought were impossible to open, that you thought were closed in your life. Some of you have been looking for a godly wife or a godly husband, and you're thinking, no, 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 it's barren out there. It ain't barren in his house. It ain't barren in the house. Everything you need is in the house. Everything you need is in the house. When the woman came to the prophet Elisha and said, hey, I got nothing. I got nothing. He said, what do you got in your house? And she had a little bit of oil. And he said, gather all the empty vases you can and just begin to pour that little bit of oil into all the vases. Everything she needed was in the house. She kept grabbing vases and she had just one bottle of a little bit of oil and she kept pouring it out and filling and filling and filling. Everything she needed was in the house. That's what's here for you today. It's in the house. If you get planted in his house, I'm telling you, provision is coming. And doors that you thought couldn't be opened, he's going to open them. Because that's who he is. I've seen it in my life. And I can't wait to see it in yours this year. When you begin to practice honor, even with those that in your heart, in your emotions, in your mind, in your feelings, you think, no, I can't honor that person. I can never honor them. I can never honor that person. I can never honor that organization. I can't honor that boss. I can't honor my wife. I can't honor my husband. They don't deserve it. No. If you'll begin to practice honor in your life and treat people the way that God sees them. Because how does God see them? What was God willing to pay for each and every one of those people? He was willing to pay the price of his son, Jesus. How much greater should we choose to treat people? What's it say about, in the Hebrew language, you know what it says about cursing? What that word literally means? It means to treat lightly. So if honor is to treat heavily and you treat somebody lightly, what are you doing? You are cursing them, even in your behavior. Not just your words. You might think, oh no, I'm not cursing them. I've never said anything bad about them. But your behavior is cursing them because you treat them lightly. You think they don't deserve to be treated any better than that. That's exactly what they deserve. We didn't deserve Jesus. We didn't. But he looked at us. And he valued us. And he said, you're worth dying for. You're worth a sacrifice. So as you step into this prayer and fasting season, it's worth the sacrifice. As you look at your paychecks, and you think, there's no way I can't give him my tenth. I can't give him my first tenth. Then you don't honor him. You don't honor him. Because that's the simplest, easiest test of who do you honor. Do you honor yourself or do you honor Jesus first? He said, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for 10%. And you get the rest. Does he need the 10%? No, he doesn't need it, but he wants your heart. And he knows that when you begin to give, it releases your heart. It sets your heart free from the world. It breaks the hold the devil has over your heart. And he wants you to walk in freedom and not slavery. So when you give that first tenth, what's it do? It sets you free. And all of a sudden, what's he do? He blesses the 90. And the 90 becomes more valuable and well spent than it could ever have been if you used the whole 100. That's how good he is. He sets you free and then he blesses the rest. That's honor right there. It's a sacrifice. Some of you are like, I've never done this in my life. I can't even imagine giving $5. Well, guess what? You're in the right house today. Because we have a money back guarantee. We do. I'm serious. We do this all the time. Nobody's ever taken us up on it. I wouldn't love it because I'd feel sad that they missed out on the opportunity, but I'd love to see somebody take us up on it. Take the challenge. Give for this month. Give 10% to him and then see that you're not better off in every area of your life, that you're not fresh and flourishing at the end of this month, producing more fruit and seeing more of God's movement and hand on your life than you've ever seen before. Give him the first fruit this month. And I promise you, there'll be a blessing. And if not, if at the end of this month you're like, this was terrible, this was awful, I wish I would have bought more Taco Bell with my money, come find me, and guess what? We'll cut you a check right back for whatever you gave this month. Because we don't care about the money, we care about your heart, and we want you to walk in the fullness and the freedom that he's got for you. And that's what tithing does. That's what happens when you give him the first fruit. It's better. I know it because I've seen it in my life. And I want to see it in yours. It's going to be better this month. I don't know. I had a whole other sermon written, but praise God, this is better. Matthew 10, verse 40. He who receives you receives me. He who receives you receives me. And he who receives me receives him who sent me. This is Jesus talking to the disciples here. he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward. When we honor those who God has sent into our lives and established as a prophet, as an apostle, as a pastor, as a teacher, as an evangelist, when we honor those that God has sent, we're honoring him. So this month we're having this night of honor, and we're bringing in Pastors Matt and Carrie Erickson from Lincoln, Nebraska. And I just want to tell you right now, I want to honor them that night. Some of you, you've been in the house for a while, you kind of know this, but if you're new to this house, I want you to know, for me and my wife, Steph, as we were stepping into planting this church, we had no clue what we were doing. We're just trying to take it one step at a time by faith and what the Holy Spirit was leading us into. And one thing that kept coming up was that we needed pastors in our life, that we needed leaders in our life, that we needed people that could come in and shepherd and care and correct and teach and just show us a way, intercede for us, to pray for us, to love on us. To show us a path forward, because we never walked this path before. And the Holy Spirit guided us to these pastors out of Lincoln, Nebraska. And they've loved us. They've cared for us. They've poured into our lives. And because they've blessed me and Steph as pastors of this house, our entire house has been blessed. So come out for the night of honor, because we want to honor them. Not because of who they are, but because of who he is. And when God sends someone into your life, don't lose out on the reward he wants to give you when you have a chance to honor those people. And so we're going to honor them that night. And I'm telling you, we're going to be blessed. We're going to receive a gift that night. Spiritually, what's going to happen that night, there's going to be a shift that happens spiritually. You may not see it right away in the physical, but something is going to be planted that night in this house, and we'll never look the same going back. Because when you receive from the prophets, when you receive from those who God has sent, it changes your life. Let him change your life. That's honor. When you honor those God has sent, it opens the inside door. Have you ever experienced that type of honor that sees and treats you as heavy, somebody with value? Has there been a time recently in your life where you've been treated with honor? How have you treated the Lord in your life? Have you treated him as heavy? Have you treated him as first in your life, or have you treated him lightly? Have you disregarded him, his son, his word? When you disregard the word, you disregard the son. Jesus is the word made flesh. So when you disregard what his word says, you're treating Jesus lightly. And if you treat Jesus lightly, you treat the Father lightly. Change that. In 2025, change that. Begin to jump into his word this month. In 2025, that's what these bookmarks, that's what they're all about. Jumping into his word and pouring over it, consuming it, eating it, and letting him change your life. And taking his word as more valuable and more precious than anything this world can offer you. Consume his word this month. It's going to change you. Begin to speak it out loud over your life. Declare the word. It'll change you. In the Greek, the word the writers chose to translate when they were reading through the Hebrew and they looked at that word honor. In the Greek, this word literally means to prize, to fix a valuation upon, to revere. Everything of value was in weight in this culture. When we read about the parable of the talents, we don't really fully understand what a talent was. We just think of it like money today. Oh, we got cash and we got dimes and nickels and quarters. And sometimes we got a really big one. We got a 50-cent piece, right? The bigger, the better, right? Unless it's a nickel. Like for some, I don't know, whatever. Nickels and dimes, it just doesn't make sense. In this culture, it made sense. A talent was valuable. The talent was a unit of measurement for both weight and money in the Bible. It was used to measure the weight of precious metals. The weight of a talent varied, but it was generally between 75 and 100 pounds. Can you imagine? Like, just you're carrying around just a 70, you're carrying around a small child. Like, you're going shopping and you're carrying around a small child with you. 75 pounds. Actually, that's a big child. It was heavy. It had weight. You honored what you had. When you had that, you knew you were holding something of value. What's this feel like to you? What's this feel like to you? Here's another challenge. Don't read out of your phone this month. Get a real Bible. We give them away back there. Go online. I'll show you some great websites. You can get a leather Bible. It costs over $100. People think I'm crazy. I love it. I got two of these. We'll spend $1,000 on an iPhone, but we don't want to spend more than $15 on a Bible. This is more valuable. Scriptura.com. That's where I got this right here. Pastor Stone, where you at? He's got a nice one. I've been coveting Pastor Stone's Bible. I'm struggling right now. He got it from, where are you at? Where did you get that Bible?
Humble Lamb.
Humble Lamb. Humble Lamb. He ordered a leather Bible, and this thing is thick. I mean, it's nice. And you can get different colors, and it's got like, I mean, you got illustrations in there. You know, he's a youth pastor. He needs those illustrations. I love you. I love that Bible. I'm going to get my own. We'll spend $1,000 on an iPhone, but we won't spend more than 10, 15 bucks on a Bible. Get a real Bible this month. It's got value. When you start to carry it, you begin to realize, oh, this has got weight. This is heavy. And you begin to treat it with honor. You know what I do with this Bible when I'm traveling? I got the box that it came in. I put it back in the box to protect it when I put it in my backpack. Why? Because it's valuable to me, and I love it. My box is starting to break at the edges. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm going to have to buy a safe. Treat it. Treat it with honor. Treat it heavy. Carry it with you. I just feel the Holy Spirit so strong. He loves you. He looks at you, and he treats you as weighty. You weigh something to him. When he picks you up and he holds you, you weigh something to him. You matter. If you've never believed that till now, I just want you to know that. He's looking at you and he wants to hold you close and he wants to pick you up. He wants to feel the weight of you. That's what Jesus did for us. He paid that penalty so the Father could draw near and pick up his kids again. There had to be separation before the cross. But when Jesus came and paid that price, it meant we could have access to the Father again. And in this season, as we pray and fast, the Father wants to hold you. Let him hold you. Slow down. For kids, time doesn't exist. Time is irrelevant. We tell my kids we're leaving in 5 minutes or 10 or 15. They don't hurry up. They just go the same pace they've been going. Be like a kid. Turn your phone off this month. Turn the clock off. Turn the clocks around. Get lost in his presence this month. That's what I want. I want to get lost in his presence. Because I came out of a season where I just was hurrying and I just was running. And I just want to slow back down this month. Anytime that you'd usually be eating a meal, If you're fasting this month, that's just more time for you to sit with him. Your lunch break, whatever it is, just find a time. Just sit with him. Let him hold you. You're heavy to him. You matter. Would you just close your eyes for a second? Yeah. Hey, worship team, would you guys come up as we get ready to close? Yeah, just feel him holding you right now. Just like right above your heart, I just feel like there's just something. There's just a warmth. He's just pressing in against you right now. He loves you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. This month, it's not about what we can get, it's just about what we can give. When we start to give him everything, when we give him our time, when we give him our treasure, when we give him our lives, our talents, everything he's given us, we don't do it to get anything back. We just do it because he's worthy, and we want to give him honor. Father God, we come into this moment right now, and we just know that we are on holy ground. And Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just consecrate this moment. That we would just lean into your chest and let you hold us close this month. And going forward every day beyond, that we would give you the first and the best, that it would be a praise to you. That it would be holy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for how you're ministering to so many people's hearts right now. I just feel such a warmth and a touch of your Spirit directly on people's hearts. If you feel that right now, just praise God. Thank you, Lord. If you've never given your life to Jesus and you want to do that today, our ministry team will be up here during this last song. You can come up and we'll just pray with you. It's nothing fancy. It's just saying, Lord, I want all of you, and I want to give my life to you. And what happens is the Holy Spirit comes and fills you afresh, fills you anew. He wants to make you into a new creation. So if you feel that today, if you feel that warmth just entering your heart, just know that that's him and he loves you. And he's got good things for you. Thank you, Father. Let's stand and worship here together, church.